some of the PDF.
So. Yeah, and the demo that the Esri people did last time was a great demo, I think, if I would have known what I know now. So it might be beneficial, Gary, if anyone has any issues, you can kind of throw that demo at them again, because it makes more sense now that I've looked at it a lot. Okay, again, I don't want to get into too much meat of the business until Ralph signs on. I do want to have a discussion before we would vote on anything to get the committee's opinion about meetings moving forward. We've kind of been going weekly. I think just to kind of stay on top of it, we don't have to have even hour-long meetings every week. But I think if we stay on at least a weekly thing, we're not going to lose track of everything, if that makes sense. So when Ralph gets on board, and if Bobby gets on board too, I'd like to entertain a motion that we just keep going weekly until we decide we need to meet sooner or in person. And I'd like to kind of get the committee's ideas about that.
Yeah, Phil, if it's at all possible, the Tuesday meeting was a better fit for me.
Okay.
And I'm retired, so the rest of you, maybe it's not. But it always seemed to me like when I was working, Mondays was not a good day to have a meeting, because you were trying to make up for everything you missed out on over the weekend. So if we could go to back to a Tuesday at 3 o'clock would be great, and schedule that as a regular scheduled meeting. And then if we have to have more meetings, we can do that. But that way we'd have it scheduled through until we're done.
That sounds like a great idea.
Ruth? Well, Phil, I will say that for me, Mondays tend to be better, but just know that I will acquiesce to the desires of the group as well.
Okay. Is either of you, Paul or Kiki, a Wednesday or Thursday better than a Monday, Tuesday?
Thursdays are typically better than Tuesday or Wednesdays for me. But, you know, as I said, I'll try to make it work if it happens to be that Tuesdays or one of the other days happens to work better for the rest of the group.
Paul, what do you think?
I prefer Tuesday, but it's just the way an old retired guy thinks. So.
Ruth, do you got a specific date that works good for you?
Actually, Tuesday works better for me, too. I have like a standing meeting on Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay. You're getting voted out there.
Center. I know, right?
So, Tuesday's looking okay. Good. Let's hear from Ralph and Bobby when they get on board. But
So Phil, I'm able to go ahead and I'll do Tuesday. Okay. The other days were better, but I will do Tuesday. And if you find something different from the other commission members, then we'll go ahead and change it.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what we can always do is change this, but this, I think if we tentatively, like Paul mentioned, if we have that on our calendar for Tuesdays until the next month, at least I will try and not book any court appearances around that at least. Also, we had talked about possibly how we're going to move forward on presenting maps to each other. I'd kind of like your just ideas about that. At some point, we're going to tinker with these things and have a map they want to share with each other, and then take a vote on them or discuss them or anything like that. Remember, we have to have four members to pass, two Democrats, two Republicans to pass that. And once we have that, we're done with our business and we send a report to the appropriate people. Do any of you guys have any specific ideas of how we move forward doing that?
I don't have an idea at this point, but sorry.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So,
Mr. Lavota?
Yes, sir.
If I could, just a couple quick updates. One, the county counselor's office is preparing a presentation on compactness. They apologize, but with the holiday, they weren't able to complete their work before today's meeting, but they'll be prepared to present at next week's meeting, whenever that is scheduled. Okay. And as another thought or suggestion, if we could, we thought that the committee might want to consider approving a standard agenda and then maybe delegating the authority to the co-chairs if they wanted to make any changes to that agenda, just as far as a process goes, we think that might be good throughout the week, just have a standard agenda and then allowing the co-chairs to make changes to that. And if there's not an agreement, we'll just go back to the standard agenda just so we can make sure that's posted.
Yeah, we do. I think what we did this last time, Miriam sent it to me and Ralph. We took a look at it and we added just the meeting scheduling. I'll take a motion to do that. If not, I am okay with Miriam sending the agenda to me and Ralph as co-chairs and us looking at it and Nat and sending it back to Miriam. And if Miriam will continue to send us the agenda, the sample agenda she has, we can tweak it. But I'm good with that if the committee is. What we're doing, just so everybody knows, Miriam sent it to me and Ralph. And as co-chairs, we're deciding whether we need to add anything or not and then adding it. Of course, if you have something to add to agenda, you always can. That doesn't prohibit you from doing that, committee members, but just the housekeeping part of it, we're doing that, if that's okay with everyone.
Okay. That makes sense to me. It's got to work. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the only thing that we need to do really is to talk about these meetings, schedule them, and move forward. I don't think we have anything else that Bobby and Ralph are going to miss from this meeting. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to entertain a motion for us to have our next meeting on January 4th, Tuesday at 3:00. And if I can get a motion for that, please.
I'll make a motion for that, that we meet on next Tuesday.
Okay.
At 3:00, is that what you said, 3?
3:00, next Tuesday, January 4th at 3:00. That's from Paul. Got a second from Ruth. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? I see none. So we're going to meet. Our next meeting will be January 4th, Tuesday at 3:00. It sounds like we're leaning towards doing Tuesdays in the future, but we'll take some input from our other committee members. Maybe Senator Curls might twist their arms to get us a change, but it looks like we're leaning towards Tuesdays. And
that'd be fine.
Other than that, we're also, if we can just think about how we want to move forward, at some point we're going to get to a point where each of us might have a map we want to share and move forward on. At some point, we got to get together and vote on these things. I don't know if we want to share it and then get some feedback from someone else and say, I think this, this, and that. Remember, our goal is to look at these districts. And once you get into the meat of this program, it's really pretty cool. If we can get the in districts closest to 119,000 per district, that's where the fair comparison of districts broke up. And then the at-large is, I think, and anyone in that room down there, Caleb, if you're telling me wrong, it's 239,000 for the at-large. Is kind of the numbers we're looking at to break those up. The county's grown. Some portion have gone larger, smaller, maybe cut some more from some and add some. So those are kind of the numbers that we're targeting. The program really has some great information for the census. It has some great ethnicity, has some great other information you can plug in. I think we could add something Mr. Hernandez wanted to add, maybe income that we can get from the county as a level 2. But anyway, you got to get your head into it. It's holiday time, and I don't expect anybody to be looking at it now, but maybe by, not even by next meeting, but sometime, if you can tinker with it a little bit, that will help us moving forward. I don't know that this new business we've been past, moving into unfinished business, we had a discussion of mapping scenario requests. I think we've kind of discussed that. I don't think we need a vote on that. Anybody have anything they want to bring up about this, the unfinished business on the agenda? It's a discussion of mapping scenario requests.
I do have one request regarding the agenda, and this is more of a question for Miriam, if I may trouble her just a little more when she's sending out the notices or the agenda. I do find myself looking for the original email. Do you mind just like maybe reposting the link in the current email we received for the meeting notice, if that's okay?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And maybe at like 2 hours before the meeting, because I find myself in so many Zoom meetings too. I'm looking back days to find it and I can't find it.
Right.
So we could ask Miriam, and maybe unless it's a different time frame, if we get it 2 hours before the meeting, there's no reason we can't find it. If you send it the day before, I'm still going to lose it. So if you send it two hours before, if she could do that, that would be fantastic. Senator, right. You're exactly right. I've done that on these Zoom calls.
And as the process proceeds forward, we'll be getting a lot more emails and going back a lot further, trying to locate it. So we could trouble Miriam to that extent, that would be wonderful.
We will do so. I see in the chat that she has confirmed that we will do so.
Right.
Does anybody have any new business? I kind of went through that without asking anybody. Anybody have any new business? Okay. Seeing none, I don't see any unfinished business or have any that I know of. Does anybody have any unfinished business before this committee? Okay, seeing none. How about announcements? Anybody have any announcements? What'd you get for Christmas, Paul? Anything good?
You know, we got a new puppy, so we're good. We got a new puppy.
There you go.
Here, I got the proof. Look at the star. Happy bites.
Okay. Anything else? Any other announcements? I just don't want to keep you guys too long. And I know these county people, I'm not sure what you're doing in there. When I worked for the county, I was never there between Christmas and New Year's.
I'm not sure what anybody's doing working right now. So, just
so if I think we've covered that. We don't have much to update Ralph and Bobby on, but we definitely can. And if Miriam is very good with the minutes and get those minutes out, Ralph and Bobby can catch up with us too. So seeing that, if I don't have anything else, anyone else have anything else, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins, with a motion. Second from Senator Curls. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We're adjourned, and we'll see y'all next year.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Goodbye. Happy New Year.